It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, October 16th, 2014. Today marks the 155th anniversary of one of the pivotal events leading to the outbreak of the American Civil War. On October 16, 1859, radical abolitionist John Brown led his raid on the United States arsenal at Harper's Ferry, Virginia. His objective was to use the weapons and ammunition he would capture to arm rebellious slaves and strike terror into the hearts of area slaveholders. Brown believed that as many as 500 slaves would join his effort, and that other hundreds of volunteers would flock to his movement and repel any opposition that might be mounted against him. Brown's plan included a scheme to fan out across Virginia, free additional slaves, steal horses and other provisions, and take hostages. He believed that his force would follow the Appalachian Mountains into the heart of the Deep South and wipe out slavery forever. He would accomplish all of this, he thought, with an initial force of 20 men. Originally, he had asked such notables as Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass to join him in the raid. Tubman was prevented by illness, and Douglass declined, believing Brown's plan to be doomed to failure. "You will never get out alive," Douglass warned him. Although Brown had the benefit of surprise and captured the armory, the rest of his strategy failed to pan out. The massive slave uprising he had counted on did not occur, because most slaves on nearby farms and plantations did not know what Brown was up to. Instead, local townspeople resisted the raiders and surrounded the armory. A company of local militia gained control of the bridge across the Potomac River and cut off any possible avenue of escape for the raiders. A detachment of United States Marines, commanded by then-Colonel Robert E. Lee, moved in and quickly made an end to Brown's insurrection. The Marines were the only Federal troops in the immediate area, and Lee, who was an Army officer, was called in to lead them in such haste that he commanded the attack wearing civilian clothes. About half of Brown's meager force was killed outright, and others, including Brown himself, were captured and executed. 15 townspeople and 2 Marines were also listed among the dead. A handful escaped. John Brown was found guilty of treason and hanged on December 2, 1859. He went to the gallows with great calm, and even his most ardent enemies were astonished by his courage. Earlier that day, Brown wrote what has been called his last prophecy. "I am now quite certain that the crimes of this guilty land will never be purged away but with blood." He was right, it seems. More than 700,000 would die in the civil war that was to follow. The reaction to Brown's raid and his death was mixed. Fellow abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison called the attack misguided, wild, and apparently insane. Others, including an array of New England poets, transformed him into a martyr. Henry David Thoreau of Massachusetts wrote on the day of Brown's death, "He is not old Brown any longer. He is an angel of light." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 16th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.